Hello and welcome to Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, and today we're doing something very unique, a red carpet virtually for the Canadian Screen Actors Awards. Now, it's a big to-do because you have to be media accredited to be able to even do this the way they have set it up virtually in a press room. And what we're going to do is we are going to cover the event for about 2 hours. It's going to have various categories of actors and media people who have been nominated for various awards. Everyone in the press room has 10 minutes per entertainer or per featured category to get to speak with the winner, and one question each. So hopefully we're going to get a few good questions in, and that's going to be part of this episode, which we hope you'll enjoy. This is also being broadcast live tonight on CBC Network in Canada. And I want to remind you that if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and you'll never miss another episode. The link is in the description box below. And if you would like to sponsor us in some way, we have a Patreon account, and no donation is too big or too small as we continue to bring you the best content possible. Lastly, and that link is also going to be in the description below. And lastly, we have some lovely Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast merch, quality premium sweatshirts and t-shirts in your choice of color and size, with either the inspirational sayings made by me and one of my guests in a previous episode, or the JTV logo and tagline. You choose what you want. We ship it conveniently straight to your front door, and all orders do include tax and shipping and handling. If you'd like to learn more, there's a link below this in the description box, and you can order whatever you like. Okay, on with the broadcast.
Hey, Kayla, Kathleen, Amanda, how are you? Great. I'm Mariska Fernandez. I'm the host of the Q&A press room. So first of all, congratulations. This award honors, you know, the media community for who is using their voice platform to call out systemic racism and discrimination. So you three have done a stellar job taking up that mantle. What does this recognition mean to you? I'll probably start with you, Amanda.
Okay. Hi again, Mariska. what does this award mean to me? Well, this award is a huge honor. You know, at first there was a little bit of ambivalence about accepting something called the Changemaker Award, because I feel like change is a huge responsibility to claim and to work towards. I think that, you know, we've seen lots of important shifts. But at the end of the day, I recognize that the huge honor of being named, not necessarily a change maker, but being named alongside Kayla and Kathleen as being like the greatest part of this entire experience. It's been so wonderful to go through this entire like moment with them and to have conversations with them about what this moment means. It's helped me to reconsider so many things about my work and about the way that I work and the way that I celebrate my work as well too. Like specifically, I think Kayla, you really have made me like force me to big up myself and to affirm the journey, which I really, really appreciate. And I think just, you know, Kathleen, I've been like fangirling from forever. So any excuse to hang out with her, it's like joining it. I just think that's been such a huge honor being named alongside them and going through this entire moment with them. Yeah, I mean, I think both the points made by Kayla and Kathleen are perfect. And I'm going to borrow something that I said in another interview that we all did together. And it kind of builds on Kayla's point about retention. I feel like the entire culture of the industry really needs to change. This culture of grind mode, this culture of like work till you drop, these crazy hours that we put on people, that culture of work affects accessibility. You know, the mm-hmm. fact that productions generally ask people to do 12 to 14 hour days on scripted productions, the fact that childcare is not necessarily a part of like just the everyday budget of a production. You know, there are so many things about this culture that is so unhealthy that leads to people burning out, that leads to people leaving because they have to make a decision between being having a family and working in this industry. And it's kind of an industry that was built as if everybody's a single white man who has like a nanny or like is not the primary caregiver and has all of this sort of disposable income. And I think, you know, that needs to shift if we want more people that are don't fit that very small demographic to be included in this industry. It's also part of capitalism and the way that capitalism works as well too. But I think just this culture has shut so many doors as well too. So even if we change the faces in leadership, even if we hire all these new positions, if we don't change that culture, it's still not going to create enough space for enough people to be in this industry and to stay in this industry for a long time.
First question is going to be from Jeanette Burke Productions. Go ahead, Jeanette.
Thank you. And this question will be brief for all the three women. I would like to ask you how you will plan to use your platforms to raise even more awareness of racism and promote diversity and equality through those platforms.
I can start. I think that first of all, having a platform, I think, is such a privilege in this industry, and it comes with responsibility that I welcome, and I feel really honored to have even like a small personal platform that I have, and then the larger one that I have through Refinery 29 and Refinery 29 Unbothered, which is specifically a brand for and by Black folks. And so how I'm using that platform is by championing other writers. I am an editor and director of Refinery 29 Unbothered. And so my biggest goal is just to give a space for other, specifically Black women writers to create and to write and have their voices heard. And specifically on a platform where they're going to have me or one of the other Black women I work with as their editors. And so going back to what Kayla said about having a safe workplace and having and thinking about who your audience is, I have created a platform where we speak to other Black people and our audience is Black folks. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, specifically Canadian Black folks. And I think that is so, so important because in this industry, that hasn't been the case. I grew up not having a media industry that spoke to me in the country where I grew up in. And I think that is one of the biggest goals that I have with my platform is to just speak to a different audience than we've usually had. And to just give, to kind of get out of the way and let other writers coming up and other writers who are just so brilliant and good to be able to just do their jobs freely.
Thank you very much. For me, and I know this might come off weird, but it's like twofold. The first is like, I plan to continue to affect change by continuing to show up as is. And I say this because I want, you know, because I feel like nothing changed about how Amanda was telling stories. Nothing changed about how Kathleen was writing stories. We have been doing this for a long, long time in the same way. There has not been a change of inflection of her voice. I think what the difference was in a year like 2020, people, I guess, had an appetite to listen. But I don't personally think the ways in which I showed up in rooms or the ways in which I kept saying things or calling things as is particularly changed. And why I say that that's so important, that like, it feels as though us just being us seems so radical at this time. Whereas I think I want to keep doing that because I want young Black women to see us on screens and to see us in spaces, just feeling comfortable in our skin, just telling the stories that we want to tell, talking the way that we want to talk, sharing the way that we want to talk. And while that might seem so little, imagine just feeling free to just do so, you know. And I think it's beautiful that Kathleen wants to give tools for people to just do some. There's something so freeing in that, and allowing someone to feel safe enough to wear braids on air, to wear whatever she wants on air. to ask people things however they want to ask. I think that that's so freeing, and so much can come from just that. So I think it's finding comfort and just continuing to just do us. The second part, and I think for me is the most important part for this year, is doing things differently. What I'm saying when I say doing things differently is to the point of how amazing and what a privilege is to have this platform. I just don't want this platform just to be for me. So where I can, I want to invite people who are in my community in these spaces as well, whether it be bringing a bunch of kids to games, or whether it be, you know, hiring certain people for my show, or whether it be, I just feel like when we have these opportunities and we also have the power to make it happen so that people can also join us in this space and see the possibilities of different jobs or roles or meeting different people within our industry. I think so much good can come from that, because I think it just allows people to see that there is luxury and choice, but actually that luxury is something we have so much access to right now with the roles that we have right now. So I want to do my job differently in it, that I want to make sure that community is rooted in everything that I do. And I think Amanda does that so well.
Yeah, I mean, I think I would say, you know, to Kayla's point and to Kathleen's point, I think we've been doing the work, and I want to continue doing the work that I've been doing. And as my platform expands with more opportunities to do different kinds of projects and to have opportunities to hire people and to create my own teams, it's really important to me, not only who I bring in, but how I bring in people, the type of leader that I want to be. I want to credit Carolyn Hugh, who was the first executive producer that I ever had in this industry, and Romeo Candido, the first senior producer that I had, and Grigina Krupa, one of the first executives, who kind of modeled this style of leadership, which is comes from a point of care, which is very, I've since learned, very rare in this industry, but mm-hmm. they led from a point of care. And so I'm hoping that as I get opportunities to lead, that I can do the same thing, that I can bring people into this industry who haven't been in it and show them a way of working in this industry that comes from a point of care and support, checking in with folks. What are your goals? What are the resources that you need? How can I support you with the privileges that I have? So that we're not just bringing people in and then like leaving them, but we're bringing people in and supporting them in their journey through this industry. And so, you know, that's been a goal of mine, and that's going to continue to be a goal of mine as I have more opportunities to do that kind of work. And then, yeah, just, you know, continuing to fight the fight as always.
Thank you all for your answers. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And congratulations on your award.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today on Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Burke, signing off. Please remember to share, like, and comment on all our posts. You will find us everywhere on the TV side, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Pinterest, Vimeo, TikTok, Instagram, and the list goes on. On the podcast side, you can play and hear us on iHeartRadio, Apple, Buzzsprout, BuzzFeed, Anchor, and also that list goes on and on too. So for the complete list of where to watch and see us, hop on over to www.JeanetteBurke.com under the Jeanette's TV and Jeanette's TV podcast section. You will see the complete list. And again, that list will be linked in the description box below. Again, thanks for spending your time with us today. And until next time, continue to be fabulous. This is Jeanette Burke, your host, signing off for the Canadian Screen Actors Awards.